I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I am going to come right out and say it. I have been shamed by a child.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Gavin started telling us a story off the air that we stopped him and said, no, we got to talk about this on the air because definitely we need Wake Up Call listeners' input on this. 766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. Listen to the story and then chime in with your opinion for this round of Is This Creepy or Not?
Okay. So a friend of mine went to the park. And he went with his children. He was with his youngest daughter while she played on the playground. And his two older sons, they are, let's say that they're between the ages of like 9 and 13. Okay. So they're playing somewhere else. Okay. Oh, at the workout stuff. You know, some playgrounds have workout stuff.
Sure,
okay.
Yeah.
So they're playing there. He looks over. And he sees his sons talking to a guy who was also in the workout stuff. He thinks, okay, that's fine. And then he goes back to concentrating on his daughter. About 10 minutes later, he looks over and they're no longer there. They are playing Frisbee together in the field.
Who is?
His sons and this guy that they met.
Okay.
Okay, at the workout stuff at the playground. Why is this weird? Well, they didn't bring a Frisbee. That guy brought a Frisbee.
Okay.
And he started thinking, like, should I stop this? Like, should I go over there and, like, say something? And he didn't, but he kept a close eye on everything. They stopped playing Frisbee, and then later he saw the guy tossing a football around with somebody else that guy just started chitty-chatting with.
So Another kid?
No.
Oh.
It was an older teenager.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So my friend was like, why would a guy bring the accoutrements of a two-man sport at least by himself to the playground / park if he like didn't want to like be up to something? And I said, okay, so I'm not sure if this is as creepy as it sounds on its face. This guy might just be a really friendly guy.
I could see why you're defending this. This is your future.
I'm going to bring Frisbees to parks by myself?
I mean, probably.
Does that sound like me?
Yeah, you've started getting real chitty-chatty with other people's kids.
Am I, does that sound like me?
You are getting pretty chitty-chatty with other people's kids.
And not in a creepy way. Do not get me wrong. You are great with kids. You're a great dad.
Yeah, but would I go out of my way, though? Like, this was a premeditated plan on this guy's, maybe not necessarily with kids.
Right.
But it was a premeditated plan. I'm going to the park and I'm gonna make some friends. That doesn't sound like me.
Hold on, intern Kevin's trying to get into the studio.
What if he just got the Frisbee?
Okay, so first of all, sit down first.
Sorry, you guys are coming at him real sideways. What if he just finished eating at like Beach Hut Deli? They give Frisbees out.
So you're saying that the guy went and got himself lunch at Beach Hut Deli and then took the Frisbee and went to the park.
They don't give Frisbees out.
Yeah, those they do.
No, they don't give that's their plate.
Yeah.
Oh.
The sign over by the one at Sac State says, please don't take these. If you want one, they're a dollar.
Have you been stealing Beach Hut Deli Frisbees?
I've only been once, and I just took it as a souvenir, because who puts a sandwich on a Frisbee?
They do.
It's Beach Hut Deli.
They're cool surfer dudes at Beach Hut Deli. That's who. That's like going to In-N-Out and taking the red basket with you.
Well, don't have nice Frisbees, because I would take the Frisbee and go to the park and play.
It's pronounced Frisbee.
That's what I've been saying.
You've been calling it a Frisbee.
What's going on? Okay.
All right, Kevin, get out. 766. 1065. Here's some text. It's 50-50. 30 years ago, not weird. Now, questionable, unfortunately.
Mm.
Here's another one. I mean, it's a bit creepy, but I kind of feel bad for him. Yeah, I mean, if he's like, what if he's like, was he like in good shape? Was he like,
I don't know. I didn't see.
Listen, I I can. All I'm saying is, I can see you, like when you're retired, feeling like you need to get your steps in. So you're gonna walk to the park. You're gonna have like a little duffel with you because you never know. And then you're gonna see some kids looking bored and be like, "Hey, bud." You wouldn't do it with grown-ups. And that's what makes it even weirder is you definitely wouldn't do it with grown-ups.
Well, the joke's on you because we'll never retire.
766-1065. Is it Kathleen?
Hold on. Yes.
Kathleen, is this creepy or not?
No.
It's not?
No.
All right. Okay. You don't want to back that up with anything?
Intern Kevin's the creepy one.
Because he's stealing.
I think just because he's creepy.
Yeah. Oh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.